in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 10, letter number 3114, Baruch Hashem, 17th day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Harav Chosid, with the titles Moreni Yitzchok Zalman Sheyichya Posner, Shalom Avracha. And here he wrote, this is a follow-up letter. He was in Nashville, in Nashville, Tennessee. He was a rabbi over there. It used to be a big Jewish religious community in Nashville. There used to be some great rabbis over there. I mean, today we look at Tennessee as no man's place, but there were Jewish communities. There used to be a lot of Jewish people there, and a lot of authors of some Sforim used to be there. But in any event, the Rebbe, he wrote to the Rebbe about making a curtain for the Torah inside of the ark versus outside of the ark. Okay, so the Rebbe is going on with him in the following the previous letter. The Rebbe says there is no question that what we do, that there is a curtain outside, because look, in every shul there is a parochas, there's a curtain outside of the Aron Kodesh. That's not questionable, and we don't need a source for that. But what we're trying to find out, that there is a source to put a curtain inside of the Aron Kodesh. So, therefore, Rebbe says, you bring so many evidence from all over the place that there is a curtain outside. So the Rebbe said there's a Jewish, a Yiddish expression, schlockt sich in an offener Tier. I mean, you're fighting in an open door. I mean, you don't have to fight to open the door. The door's open. You're bringing evidence for something which is obvious. And the Rebbe says, that which I have pointed out to you, and I brought a source, is that from Rashi and Tosfos in the Gemara Megillah, which, by the way, the page number I had to correct, because in the page number, the way they have it published, is the wrong page number, and I had a hard time finding it, but eventually I found it. I put it around to the previous letter. So over there, it's evidence that there was also a curtain inside. And so basically he questioned, or he proved to the Rebbe, that there were curtains outside. The Rebbe said that wasn't the issue. We know there's that. That is the obvious. But the question was, do we also have sources for a curtain on the inside? The Rebbe says for sure, you will utilize the this clear days of Yutus Kislev in the days of Hanukkah to instill in the students, the boys, the girls, and also those who are adults in years, but they may be minors in their knowledge, you know, they don't know that much. Teach them, tell them, instill in them the lesson of these days of Yutus Kislev and Hanukkah, as it is applicable to their daily lives. When you open up, as the Rebbe usually brings down the statement of the sages, as the point of the needle, Hashem will open up for you as the entrance to the ulam, the double door in front of the heichal. Now,
when was there a curtain in
the Rebbe brings the proof. So what's going on here is like this. He probably was new in the shul there. He was the rabbi. And when he looked in the shul over there, he saw that they were putting the curtain instead of on the inside. Now, if it's in the outside, I guess, is a long curtain, covers the whole thing. If it's in the inside, it's sort of a small curtain just covering wherever the Torah is. And the outside, I'm just adding that. The outside would cover all the way up to the feet. Oh, this is... You put the Torah in a box higher up. So if it's an inside, you have a smaller curtain that's inside. Maybe when he came to that shul over there, they had on the inside, and he was sort of trying to change it around and saying, and they were looking for sources for different. So he was discussing with the Rebbe, or his father-in-law at that time was Shlomo Aaron Kazanovsky, the Rebbe says, came to him and reported about the issues they had, and the Rebbe wrote to him, and the Rebbe was trying to tell him that there is such a thing as the inside of a curtain, and he was, I guess, challenging it, or the people there. And then he was trying to prove to the Rebbe, no, you have to do it on the outside. The Rebbe says, I know that it has to be done on the outside. That's not the question. I was trying to bring you some sources that there's also places in where it says that you do it on the inside. That was the Rebbe's point to him. But, and the Rebbe says, the Rebbe wrote to him in the later generations. I'm looking in that letter over there. The Rebbe says, when I wrote to you, I'm just looking for those words in the letter. I think those are words in the letter. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe says, not to make a change. The Rebbe basically says not to. Today, you know, everything in nowadays, if you start changing things from the way the tradition, then it's not. That's what Rebbe writes in the other letter. Because, you know, everybody puts it on the outside, and therefore, it should keep it on the outside, the Rebbe says. And it looks like what the Rebbe says, that you're right, b'doiros ha'achronim, lately, this is the way it's done. So that means that the parochus is only on the outside and not on the inside. So therefore, the Rebbe is sticking by that, keep it on the outside, and notwithstanding the fact that there are sources also for the inside.